This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. Marian Pearson from the Mercy Foundation, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
So there's an event coming up on Thursday. Tell us more about it.
Yeah, Thursday is actually National World Day Against Human Trafficking. So the Douglas County Human Trafficking Task Force and members of our dedicated community will be out on the sidewalk in front of Fred Meyer's to raise awareness against human trafficking, and specifically child trafficking.
And so this is part of something that's going to be going on all over the country then?
Absolutely. There are events all over the country, in fact, all over the world in observance of this day.
So talk about human trafficking. A lot of times people will not think, you know, it can't be happening here.
It's most definitely happening here. We do have some very high-risk areas. You know, we have I-5 that runs right through the center of our county. But we also have major highways that go to the coast as well. But it also happens, we have over 50% of our cases that we've seen in Douglas County have actually been familial trafficking, where the victims are actually trafficked by their own family members.
Talk about this Rise Up initiative by Operation Underground Railroad. That's an organization I don't think I'd heard of.
Operation Underground Railroad is a really amazing organization. It was started by a man named Tim Ballard. He has a team that goes all over the world to rescue victims, child victims of sex trafficking in particular. He has started this Rise Up for Children in observance of World Day Against Human Trafficking. And we just kind of hooked right into it and latched onto it. We want to protect our children in Douglas County. So we've registered with their site for our event.
And what time and how's the event going to work?
It's open to the public, absolutely. We want as many people who want to come out to please come out. It is July 30th, so this Thursday we'll be in front of the Fred Meyer's on the sidewalk. We're doing two times on Thursday, so we'll be out there from 8 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock in the morning, and then again from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And all our community has to do if they want to come out and join us is to make their own sign that raises awareness. We want those family-friendly signs, very easy to read, but very to the point, so keep it G-rated. Show up, wear blue. Blue is the awareness color for human trafficking. And a mask, because we will be doing our best to keep physically distanced from each other. And stand up with us.
So you're doing it twice, so you kind of get two different audiences of people that might be passing by.
Absolutely. And we want to give our community a chance to come out if they really want to. Not everybody's going to be able to make it at 8 o'clock in the morning. A lot of people work. But if they want to come join us after work at 6 p.m., we are very happy to have them out there. I will be out there both times. If anybody has any questions or wants to come and meet task force members, then we ask you, please stop on by.
So talk more about Mercy Foundation's work in this whole area.
Mercy Foundation does so many amazing things in this community, really focused on the health and well-being of children. So we have the Healthy Kids Outreach Program that is in the schools and will be in the schools. Again, when schools open up, if they open up, we'll be doing our best to meet the needs of medically fragile children and their families. We address type 1 diabetes for youth as well, trying to get everybody connected to care. And then the Violence Prevention Initiative, which covers child abuse prevention and human trafficking.
And how long have you been doing all this?
Oh, gosh. I've been with Mercy Foundation since 2011.
So what about this area kind of draws you to stay in this field?
I actually really love this area. Douglas County is so beautiful, and the community members are so amazing and kind and generous, and really do support the children of our county. And that really is one of the things that really keeps me here. I absolutely love it here. There is a need for the Violence Prevention Initiative within our community. We know that, but because of the support of our community members, it really keeps us going.
Do you think the COVID-19 situation has had an impact in this whole area of trafficking?
Oh, it's had a major impact. Yes, absolutely. And with child abuse as well. So we've got kids who are home. They've been out of school since March. Much more available to their abusers. More kids are online with online schools and then doing homework online as well. We know that online recruiting of our youth is one of the major risks in our area. where new boyfriends or new girlfriends are popping up and they're making contact with our youth, establishing that relationship and then trying to get them out, pull them out of our community.
And online, kids go in maybe looking for just a friendship or somebody that seems to care at all if they don't have that in their life. And people online can say they're one person and really be somebody else.
Oh, yeah. You can pretend to be exactly who you want to be and then meet the needs of those who you're going after. So we know that there's a lot of predators online. We try to do the best that we can to provide education to parents, to open conversations with their kids, talk to them about those risks, and help them to recognize who's a risky person and who's a safe person.
What do you think parents ought to do in terms of, especially with kids spending more time online for education during the school year times, about monitoring their kids' social media?
Certainly, parents, we're hoping that parents are definitely involved in whatever kids are searching for online, helping them with their homework, but having those conversations with them, letting them know that these dangers are out there, and then giving them tools to not just recognize it, but the open conversation to make it okay for kids to come and talk to their folks or show their folks something that they feel is risky or just not right.
What do you think about parents checking their kids' devices?
Absolutely. Parents should always be checking kids' devices. And it's one of those slippery slopes where we want to give our kids privacy. But there should be no illusion of privacy for kids online just because of the dangers to them. And it's not that we don't trust our kids online. We can't trust anybody else online coming after our kids. And that includes online games.
Talk about the game aspect.
Certainly with the gaming aspect, when you're playing multiplayer games online, you just don't know who happens to be playing with you. You think that maybe there's a bunch of kids that are your age with the same interests. Very often it is an adult who is absolutely looking for a kid their age that will try to establish a relationship, find out personal information about them, and then try to get to them.
And with Douglas County, Interstate 5 running right through the area, it probably increases the issue in a place that is smaller and maybe where people wouldn't expect it, but you've got a freeway going right through town.
We do have a freeway that comes right through town. So that makes it real easy for someone to come and pick up one of our kids and take them out of town and out of state. We know that. We know that we have traffickers who are moving victims up and down our highways, stopping in Douglas County and trying to do business here. We are so lucky to have a pretty educated community who is recognizing signs of trafficking and who is absolutely reporting it.
So again, times and place for the event and which day?
Again, it's this Thursday, July 30th. We will be on the sidewalk in front of the Fred Meyers from 8 o'clock in the morning to 10 o'clock in the morning, and then again from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m.
All right, Marian Pearson from the Mercy Foundation, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
841 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.